God bless all of you coming by. We have blogged, and thank you so much for being here. Just reminding people, have y'all thought about this morning? I gave you those stats about how he lets your heart beat over 1,000 times, and even more than that, over a 24-hour time, he lets your heart beat over 100,000 times. My God. Take a moment and put your hand over your heart. Now, if y'all start counting right now, in 1 minute's time, you would count somewhere around 72 times that your heart is beating. And 24 hours, over 105,000 times. My God, if y'all could count that far, and 24 hours, you would see that your heart has beat over 100,000 times. Surely, common sense would tell you to thank the man, God, who did it. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord for what he had done for you. Amen. I'm going to give you a chance in just a moment. We're going to have a word of prayer. Then we're going to thank the Lord for his goodness and kindness and blessings. Amen. Thank God for all of you on the line. I wonder, can I get Brother Wilson to pray for us this morning? Are you there, Brother Wilson? Dear Mother Wilson, amen. If you are, come off of mute, Mother, and pray for us. Amen. What about you, Sister Carolyn from Georgia? Are you there? If so, why don't y'all come off of mute and pray for us? Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let me see if I can see if Sister Cobb from Texas. Are you there?
This is Mother Wilson.
All right, y'all. Good morning, Mother. How you doing? How you doing, Mother Wilson? Did we lose that quick? Amen. All right, Mother. Work so you can get back on. Amen. In the meantime, we will get someone. You can pray when we hear you again. All right. Are either one of you, Master Cobb, are you there? Or Sister Williams from Georgia, are you there? Let me know if you're there.
Yes, here. This is the Cobb.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and pray while Mother Wilson gets back? Are you there, Mother Wilson? All right, go ahead, Master Cobb.
Mm-hmm. This morning, our Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for watching over us all during the night. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for this prayer line, Lord. Thank you for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty, our Mother to the Nation, all the ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, all the pastors, elders, superintendents, everyone that's on the line, all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we just thank you for today. Lord, we just praying for the people in Italy in that earthquake, Lord. Mm-hmm. All the tragedy all over the world, Lord. We just asking for prayers for them, Lord. Lord, just go with us throughout this day. Bless us, Lord, throughout this day. Let it be a positive day for all of us, Lord, because we have so many things to be thankful for, Lord. Lord, forgive us for all our sins. Bless our children, our grandchildren, all the youth all over the land going to school. Let them be protected, Lord. All these things in your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Mother Wilson, are you there?
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for how you have woke us and give a little clothes in our right mind. We ask you to forgive us for anything wrong that we have done, any thoughts that was wrong, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to bless this prayer line and bless all the people that is on the prayer line. leaders today, oh God. Bless Dr. Johnson and his family. God, we ask you to heal and protect us. Give us strength in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to have the right thoughts today. Help us to continue to keep our minds stayed on you in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we ask you to look on the nation today. Look on everyone, God, and bless those that are incapacitated. And God, bless those that are have problems and floods and the fire. And God, we know that you are able to help. And in the name of Jesus, God, we know that you see how the enemy is trying to sift the people, even if not sifting them from their righteous way. God, we see how the enemy is trying to take them out, even if they're babies. God, we ask you to look on the demon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and take our bodies and heal. Let us be the saint that you are calling for in the last and evil days, because we want to go back with you when you come. God, give us a spiritual uplifting, a spiritual enlightenment in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, open up our wisdom and our understanding that we would know exactly what to do and how to do it. And we thank you, dear God, for the things that you have let us have do and carry through and bring out. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on all of the people on the prayer line, the mother to the nation, oh, God, all of the ambassadors. Know that you can help us to do what we need to do and give us grace in the hardest places. And God, when we're going through our storms of life, we know that you're able to strengthen us in the storm. You're able to take us through. In the name of Jesus, and oh God, we thank you for how you have kept us and how you never left us. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Look on our families, oh God, and trace them, heal them that are sick. Oh God, banish pain. Banish them away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Mother Wilson. Amen. Sister Carolyn from Georgia, are you there? If you want to pray, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. All right. You there? God bless all of you. This is a wonderful day, and we rejoice in the Lord. I just want to see how many of y'all are awake. Amen. Give y'all a little music to wake you up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is so good, so kind, and so marvelous, and so wonderful. My God. Let's see if we can wake y'all up here. To you, and then we're ready to praise the Lord here. Open your eyes, let's wake up, and let's get ready to praise the Lord. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody.
Morning.
Y'all awake here.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we wake up and speak to the Lord. He's been so good to you. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, Father God.
Good morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
Good morning.
Let's praise him now, Lord. Thank you. Let's
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God for you. Now, if you keep your Bible near your bed, if you can, amen.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing to do. Just sleep by the word. Amen. So, my God, you don't have to be like that man who heard the preacher, the pastor saying, whatever you do, he preached about the word of God. And he said, now, whatever you do, you got to stand on the word, stand on it. No matter what comes, stand on the word. And so one day the pastor called to see how the deacon was doing. He said, Pastor, I'm standing on the word. He had one of them big old huge Bibles, amen, on the floor, and he was just standing on it. The pastor said, I didn't mean to get up standing on the word like that. But he meant open the word up and let it get in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might sin, might not sin against thee, Lord. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning and turn it to Psalms 105. Amen. Psalms 105. Yeah. And get that Psalms 105. Want to see what this means to you, how it affects your life, what you think about this. Amen. What you believe should be done about it. Here, your take on it. Psalm 105:1-2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I read this to you many times, but I want to read another scripture here after a while that will tell you why I do things over and over again. It's scriptural. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. And then sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, and then talk ye of all his wondrous works. My, my, my. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, and talk ye of all everything he does, his wondrous works. Yeah. Lord, thank him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I don't want to, I'm going to let y'all develop all this. Amen. It's a simple word. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Uh-huh. Got folks up there in California still calling on the name of, who was it that died? One of those people that played like they were God. And they're trying to still call on his name and telling him to get up. He'd been dead ever since he died. So, but call on his name. At the name of Jesus, do like Elisha did. Call on the name of the Lord, and he sent fire from heaven and burn up the sacrifice on the altar and all the water around it. Make known his deeds among the people. Amen. There's a reason for that. What did he do? His deeds. That you make it known. All right. I want you to develop that. Amen. For somebody, take that, and all the people who are listening worldwide, they need a word from the Lord. Amen. And they listen. They want to hear it because this is their church. Amen. God bless you. I welcome all of you worldwide, and may the Lord bless you this morning. All right, saints, someone tell us what these two scriptures mean unto you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, and talk ye of his wondrous works. I want you to anger toward the people who are overseas and who really want a miracle from the Lord. If they do this, God will bless them. All right, the line is open to you. We will take those two scriptures. So give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Talk ye of his wondrous works. All right. Who would do that? The line is open.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Dixie, area code 708. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The Lord is just a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord for how to make known his deeds among the people. Faith comes by hearing. And when you hear what the Lord has done for somebody else, it just makes you trust God the more. I thank the Lord for how he's brought me through so many things, how he's healed my body so many times. And I thank God for how faith comes. When you hear somebody tell of the goodness of God, and it gives you faith to believe that God, if he did it for them, he could do it for you. And I thank God for how so many times Dr. Johnson said, God is no respecter of person. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you. And so many times he has done it for me in my life. I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good. I want to say how my son went into, we had to take him to the hospital on Saturday because he had some chest pains. And we took him to the hospital and how that they did the chest, they did the CAT scan and did the thing, and they said they were going to keep him overnight, and then they said they were going to keep him till Monday and do him some more. But then they got together and they decided that the rest of the test he could do it from the out from as an outside. And I think in about an hour they had gotten him ready to come home. And I think and got the discharge papers already. God is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. I think if I he brought me through so many things, how he made so many ways and how he opened so many doors. And I wanna say when one door closed, another door opened. God is just a good God, and I thank him for this scripture. I thank him for all of you this morning. I thank him for this prayer line. This is such an encouraging thing. In the morning, I look forward to waking up and getting on the prayer line. Thank God.
Thank God for you, Mother Digby. That's a wonderful expose, and we appreciate it more than you know. Bless the Lord. Somebody else jump in there. Be a blessing to somebody around this world. Amen. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Who else?
This is Mother Wilson. I thank God for how he is good to me and how he let us make known his deeds among the people by telling them the good things that the Lord has done for us. And I tell you, God has blessed me through many days of things that I'm saying. I thank God. I was thinking this morning how he brought my husband. He had some real severe pains in his head, and how the Lord blessed him through prayer. And God, I mean, he haven't had that type of pain anymore. He may have had a symptom here not too long ago, but the Lord touched and healed him immediately. That severe headache. God is a good God, and the many things that the Lord has done and brought us out, healed us from accidents. He has healed us from fires. He has brought us through many things. And even though that it seems as though that we are going through crisis, but we can make known his deeds because he keeps us with food. He blesses us with our raiment. And it's just a wonderful thing how God can take care of you with a job and without a job. And we keep our mind stayed on him. He'll keep us in perfect peace, and we won't have to worry about what is going on because we know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We know that he's going to take us through the valleys of shadows of death. We know that he's going to bring us out through the rivers or whatever it is, our trials and our tribulations. God is. And I'm making known of how God has blessed and how he's taking care of. He's just a wonderful God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mother Wilson. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm seeing you grow. And thank you so much. All right. Is there anybody else? I can take maybe two more to talk on that. Oh, good. Thanks. Who has been giving thanks unto the Lord? And you called upon him, and he answered. And who on here wants to make known what he did for you, make known his deeds among the people? Because you inspire others to believe God even to a higher level, to another point. Amen. And Mother Wilson is right. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. They hear you tell of his goodness. And hearing by the word of God. They read it in the word of God how Jesus did so much while he was on this earth. Amen. Who wants to tell of it? And be a vehicle to bring the faith level of somebody else up. You want to talk ye of his wondrous works. Amen. Who on here is God?
This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas.
Yes,
area 225. Good morning. Good morning. I praise God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. For being alive, I thank the Lord. That scripture is thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That in itself lets us know that it's something we need to be doing. Do you ever seen someone, they say how they love the Lord and all that God is a good God, but they never say anything about what he's done? This scripture lets us know that we need to tell somebody. And we need to speak unto the Lord and let him know who we are giving thanks to. You know, sometimes friends and loved ones do things and we say, thank you for that, I appreciate it. But we need to tell the Lord how we thank him. And to say it out that others might hear. For God is a good God, and he did make ways, and he did touch, heal, and deliver. These are things we need to let the outside world know, that we believe in it was God that did it for us. And so we need to make known his deeds among the people. Let the people know what kind of God he is. Can he do this for me? Yes, he did it for me, and he can do it for you. He's the same God. He's no respecter of persons. So, yes, is he a doctor in the sick room? Yes, he is. Is he a lawyer in the courtroom? Yes, he is. We need the Lord on our side. So these are just things, you know, many times I've testified of what God has done. But recently, I'm really being tested by the law. And that is, ever since my mom died, you know, the things have been like shutting down. They want to close an account here and that. And so we know sometimes that the law is for the lawless, is what the word of God said. But sometimes people are just mean and evil. And so we have to trust God. When it's things like that that come against us, we have to know that we can take it to the Lord in prayer. And he will work it out. He can touch the hearts of man. Well, words sometimes don't make a difference, but you just take it to the Lord. And God deal with the heart. And that's what have happened. I had this lawyer that had just been so nice and so kind. He said, oh, I'll take care of that for you. Let's get this done. And I'm just looking on today to meet with him that he'll do something else good in assisting me in getting this issue taken care of, this legal issue. And God knows we don't have money, big money to pay people, but he knows who it is that can help, and he can touch their heart. I remember I heard one time a loved one that had done something and was behind bars, and when they went to the courthouse, the judge said, you know, I was going to say no, but it was something about this. I couldn't sleep that night, and I've changed my mind. I'm going to turn this around. And who did that? God did it. He is the one that deals with the heart of man. And I just praise him because that's why I do serve him. That's why in the second verse we sing unto him. We sing songs unto him. and talk of his wondrous works. That means letting the world know about him. Let them know what God has done for us. And so these two scriptures, I just praise God for it, because it is telling us what we need to do. That's to give thanks, let the people know it, and to sing songs about what he's done.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Ambassador Cobb. That's a good explanation. I appreciate it, boy, you know.
I'm Johnson. Ambassador Johnson.
All right. You did a wonderful job, and I want to thank you for that correction, because I want to really give the flowers to whom they belong to. But thank you so much. I appreciate that. It is so important to give thanks unto the Lord. People are thanking everybody else, but they forget the one who gave them breath, gave them the strength to do things. Amen. And make known his deeds. I tell you, talk of him. Talk of his wondrous works. That's what we try to get y'all to do on this prayer line. To talk of the wondrous works of the Lord and make known what he's done for you. Is there anybody on here this morning who has a praise report? You want to give it and make known his deeds and talk to you of his wondrous works? Because he bless you so much. My God. Do I have one who will do that?
Praise God, 913. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Renee McNaught from Texas.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Morning. I just need to pray for the Adult Enrichment Center. They are closing their doors as of September the 2nd. And I just pray for these clients, because some of them, they don't know where they'll go.
Well, hold on just a minute, Sister Renee. I'm right in the middle of the praise reports, and I'm going to get to that. Just hold your point. Don't leave. Hold your point.
Okay.
Just for me.
Okay. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Just, no. That's okay. All right. We're going to get to you in just a moment. But I want to get somebody else who has a praise report about the Lord, what he's done for you. Amen. Anybody? All right, go ahead.
Good morning, Cassidy. Thank you, Sheila Brown. The name is Benny Grant. Good morning. I just want to thank the good Lord. Good morning. I just want to thank the good Lord that when I could not keep myself, didn't want to be kept, didn't know I was being kept by the good Lord, and I just thank the good Lord for keeping me in spite of me. I want to praise the Lord for regulating my heart during that situation with my daughter. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. He is a heart regulator, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, mind fixer and a heart regulator. All right. I'll take one more. Somebody else? Anybody want to? Go ahead.
Mother Wilson. Good morning. Good morning.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Y'all, both of y'all want to tell him it's good. That's good. Go ahead. One of y'all, go ahead.
Go, Mama, Mother.
God bless you. This morning, I thank God for so many things. But most of all, I thank Him for yesterday. I woke up before the prayer line, and I got up at the prayer line because I wasn't sleeping good. It looked like my arms were just hurting. I just got up and started trying to straighten my house up and moving things and pushing them so I could sleep over behind them. And I felt better. Last night, I worked on my daughter's room yesterday, and the Lord just blessed me to be able to even mop my floor, something I hadn't been doing. God is a good God. And I'm thankful because He carried me through that, and last night I slept good. I thank God for that. But I didn't do anything. God is good. And I praise His holy name.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, go ahead, Sister Sheila.
913 again. Yours, my girlfriend. I want to thank the Lord. He kept me in my right mind yesterday. Before I knew it, 7 o'clock, when I got off the prayer line, my daughter called and said, Mama,
we've been released. I said, y'all been released. I thought you all were coming Saturday. But God kept me in my right mind when I didn't. Sorry, when I didn't see a way how to come home and get things done and this and that. I don't have my husband with me, Lewis, to help me and to do different things and lift and pull. But God made a way out of no way. He gave me strength upon strength. And with Chief Ambassador be praying over our health, great strength. I'll be agreeing in the spirit with that. And God did nothing less. He gave me great health yesterday and today, gave me great strength, Mother Wilson. I was able to pull out them beds, them couches, get in them closets and sweep, clean. God just blessed me. He empowered me. And I had a wonderful night's sleep. And I know the Lord did it because he told me, lean not to your own understanding. I did see a way, but this morning looked like I have a brand new home. And I'm not, he wasn't even tired. God brought me through that, and I thank him for that. God bless.
God bless you.
Yeah.
I tell you, I had a wonderful experience. Didn't seem like much, but God began to tell me that making young people happy is a wonderful thing. Yesterday, I called them the little people, our grandchildren, and we wanted to ride their tricycles. Amen. And it was kind of hot outside, but the Lord laid it on my heart to take them outside. I'm all down the street with them riding their tricycles down the street everywhere, and in a cul-de-sac. And then we got them back down the street again. And it made them so happy. They were just joyous. Their poppy would take him a tricycling. I guess I'd call it that. But it's a wonderful thing to make them happy. And then last night I just made sure that every one of our youth, every one of our young people, our youth, went to the school. Amen. And took care of it. Amen. That all of them have what they need for school. Just a wonderful thing to be a blessing to the little people, the young people, amen, who many times whose hearts are broken, and we have to be mindful of them. I just want to thank God for that, that he laid it on my heart to do it, and able to make somebody else so, so happy in Jesus' name. Is there anybody else who has a praise report?
This is Mother Digby. I have a praise report. I want to say that my husband passed away in 2000, but he worked for General Motors a little while. I may think about 13 years. He worked other places, but he worked for General Motors. And they were giving us, I paid $5 a prescription for my son's medicine. And they take quite a bit of medicine. But in 2010, when General Motors went bankrupt, they cut us off. And then I had just left my credit card there, so that whenever we did the prescription, they would just put that on my credit card. But I want to say, after that door closed, after they cut us off, God blessed that my son get Medicaid and that prescriptions are free. And I want to say, when one door closes, I've witnessed so many times, another door opens. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord how he blessed me to be retired for 33 years, but I still have my health insurance from my job and so many different things that God. I would say back in those days, they gave you a little bitty pension, but God always let my pension be enough and so that I can share with somebody. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
That's beautiful, Mother. That is huge. And if you want to know how big that is, you have to just put yourself in her place. Amen. And God has done this for you. And I've been so kind like that. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful for how he blessed you, Mother. Thank God for it. You want to know how to get blessings? Just learn how Job did. Amen. He got grateful for other people and prayed for other folks. Amen. And then God turned the captivity of Job around and let him be blessed in the name of Jesus. So God bless you, Mother. All right. Sister Renee, we're ready for the prayer request. If you've got that prayer request for the Enrichment Center.
Hello.
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes, this is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. And I just want to share that they are closing the doors to the Adult Enrichment Center.
All right.
I know God's in control. I know he's going to find the employees different
jobs. Wait just a minute. I heard something. They're closing the doors to the Adult Enrichment Center. Well, you know, I heard this. He opened the doors that have been closed in your face. If that door closes, look for another door to open for you. Thank God for them. Amen. And let me ask you something. Did they pay you last week?
Yes, they paid me, but they're saying they might have problems paying us on the 5th.
Okay, but they say, let's take one step at a time. Last week, you said pray last week because it didn't look like you would get paid. Did you get paid or not?
Yes, I did. Thank
well,
you,
thank
Jesus.
Him for that. Amen.
Yes, I have.
Give him praise. It looked like he wasn't going to get paid, and the Lord turned it around, and he got paid. So
thank you.
The Lord bless you in a great way. Give him praise for that right there. And then it doesn't look like they're going to pay you on the 5th. Wait a minute. If you did one thing, why don't you have enough faith to believe him to do the other? They paid you last week when they thought they weren't going to be able to pay you. You thought they weren't going to pay you. He did that for you, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, then why don't you jump off of that? I mean, why don't your faith leap off of that and say, Lord, since you did that, I know you're going to make a way for me on the 5th. Whether they pay you or not, God's going to make a way for you. Because he made a way for you. See, that's where you got to look at it. He made a way for you on that week.
Yes.
So that's why he was talking about, don't worry about where you're going to get your food or your raiment and stuff like that. If he has enough compassion on birds, don't you think he's having enough compassion on you? All right.
Yeah.
God bless you. And we'll pray for the Enrichment Center. But I'm really going to pray a prayer for you. And God.
I pray for her too, Ambassador Johnson.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Renee. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray, and I know fresh out the gate about that closed door on job. So if I may pray for you. Good morning, young lady. Father, in the name of Jesus, good morning. I just want to pray, Lord, with her in the name of Jesus for my sister in Texas, God. Lord, I just want to ask, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace together, Father, we both want to just repent, Father, and ask for your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for this. If there's anything in our hearts, Lord Jesus, God. Don't let fear, Father, keep us bound, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, as we've heard many times on this line, Lord Jesus, about your precious rejection, Lord, that it is for your protection, God. Lord, and we just heard the message this morning and testimonies with that message. God, on closed doors, how you have opened doors just right around the corner. Lord, I thank you for the time that she has spent there, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, how we would like to stay, Lord Jesus, Lord, where you have planted us, God. But we are here, Lord Jesus, God, to be moved and to be planted somewhere else, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, how you have us in different places, different seasons, Lord. Wherever her next journey is, Lord Jesus, prepare her, Lord. Prepare her feet, prepare her heart, prepare her mind. Lord, even at the pay, Lord Jesus, God, work it out, Lord. I'm excited to hear her next testimony, her next journey, wherever you're taking her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this, Renee. You prepared her for this next journey. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. You've given her a new car. Maybe it's going to be mileage put on that car, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for each door that you've opened for her thus far, Father, and what you're going to do for her, God. Let this time be spent, Lord Jesus, Lord, preparing the people that she is going to be getting ready, Lord Jesus, God, for their next journey as well, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. And Sister Renee, God bless you. The bottom line to the situation is, and we thank God for the Adult Enrichment Center, and we do pray for them. Amen.
Right.
But that's, you don't take that on as your personal problem. We're praying for you that God will supply your every need. Mm-hmm. Amen. That God will look on you and give you favor and supply your need. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens here with the Adult Enrichment Center, let God's will be done. Amen. But we pray for them. We really do. And we're concerned about them, too.
Yeah.
But what we're praying for is that God will see you through the storm and whether or not they go ahead or not. Okay? God bless you so much, Sister Renee. We appreciate you. You bring joy to our hearts every time you come on. Amen.
Amen. I love you. I love
everybody.
We love you.
Okay. All right. Let's. And we appreciate you, Sister Renee. Let me get a few more prayer requests. People are hurting all over the world. They're hurting so badly. Amen. So we know what it is for people to go through storms. So. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else wanting prayer for any reason?
Ambassador Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for Ambassador Ernestine Lowry, daughter-in-law, that God heal her body, touch her, heal her body, and to my family.
Yes, ma'am. Did you finish?
Yes, sir. Her name is Alicia.
Alicia, we prayed for her the other day, and we'll pray for her again. And Alicia. And that's Ernestine Ryan's daughter-in-law.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that, I don't want to put anything on her. What is her problem? I think I know, but I just want to make sure that we got it right.
Yeah, it's all with a C. I don't want to say the word.
All right, I hear you. Yeah, I thought so. Amen. But okay. Father, I want to ask you something as a great favor, Lord. If you would let your favor fall on Alicia, Ernestine Ryder's daughter-in-law. God, I preach this thing that you put on my heart, that whenever you are in the room, everything is subject to you. Why would we praise you if you were scared of feet? Why would we praise you, call you God, if you were scared or anything else was over you? We don't let anything make us afraid, because you are the one who can conquer all things. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered us out of them all, and the light affliction is only but for a moment, Lord. Amen. And work it in us a more exceeding. Let's say it works in us joy, Lord. After we see what you brought us through, how we've been storm and through the night and through the rain. God is for a reason. Yeah, all sickness is not unto death. But God, you allow certain things to come that we might have faith growth. Oh my God, I got that. You said faith growth. Amen. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you. If you would allow the faith in Alicia to grow and get the glory out of this, that's one of my lifelong goals now is to get you more glory. Would you get the glory out of this through a faith growth in
Alicia. Mm. Touch her body, Lord. And this disease that's trying to claim that they are so powerful, these imps,